Actually, Canada used lotteries as a way to fundraise funds for public works. During Canada's early years with no means of income, the government had no way to fund these things, like building roads, bridges, and buildings, causing them to use lotteries. As Canada became settled, a settled country that no longer relied on gambling to fund public, which causes gambling to become less socially acceptable, making the government ban gambling in 1892, but unfortunately, the ban didn't last long. As time went on, the Canadian government seen the volume of gaming, especially lotteries, allowing provinces to run lotteries and funding special projects. The first national lottery in Canada was held in 1994, known as the Canadian Olympic Lottery. It was created to fundraise for the 1976 Olympics in Montreal, with tickets at $10 and the grand prize of $1 million. I found it very interesting that Canada had to use lotteries for public funding in its early years to complete public projects, simply because I never knew that they never had enough money to fund themselves. I thought they would, be getting money off trading or from the British, because in this time there's probably still a colony. I would never expect them to use lotteries to help fund the economy. All right, I'm here with
Nathaniel,
and my question for you is, how do you think lotteries started in Canada?
Yo, to be honest, fam, I don't even know. Maybe like people wanted more and more money, so I guess that's just how it started to me, I guess.
Most of the Canadian lottery companies do not allow their employees to participate in the lottery simply because they work there. But even the lottery officials admit that the lottery is based off of luck, which doesn't really make any sense, but companies have their rules. I find it very dumb that the Canadian employees are not allowed to participate in the lottery, because the game's based off of luck. So, I mean, I feel like everybody should have the same, has a fair chance. So I don't see the difference from an employee being able to cheat or not being able to participate if the game is based off of luck. Two reasons why people tend to buy lottery tickets are, first, believing in the near miss effect. This is the feeling you get when you think that you've almost won, but when you've really truly, you haven't come close at all. The next reason is the availability bias. We think about the people that have won the lottery when we're about to play, but we did not think about the millions of people that did not win. For the two reasons why people buy lottery tickets, I feel that this is definitely a fact why people do buy lottery tickets, because they feel that they have a chance, but really the odds of winning the lottery is over 1,000,000 to 1. So when people think that they are close, they're really not, and you can tell because they keep buying more tickets, or they're feeling lucky, or they get that gut feeling. And it is true that people do tend to think of the people that won the lottery when they're about to play, instead of the millions of people that didn't win the lottery. So, what's your name?
Fatty.
My question for you today is, why do you think people cannot stop buying lottery tickets?
Because there's always going to be the opportunity and the chance for them to gain a vast and immense amount of money. Okay.
Some of the benefits that the government gains from the lottery is some of the unclaimed money gets donated to charities, senior homes, buildings, road, houses. Instead of having to pay their own money, they use the public funding to develop the country. This helps them because the government can do and build constant different projects, having to use different sources of money. I was surprised to hear that that the government even gains from the lottery. I never had a clue that any of the lottery money would be going back into the government. But it does turn out that, they use the money to fund charities, senior homes, build roads, buildings, and housing projects, instead of just using the money on different things like their military or their trade and stuff. I was very surprised to find this out. My next question for you, Adrian, is what do you think the government gains from lotteries?
Oh, I think that they would make money from lotteries because when people buy tickets, they're always going to make more than they end up giving out in winnings. So they'll be able to increase some of the money that goes towards the lottery companies.
The only people who cannot play in the lottery is children that are under the age of 18. This is because the lottery is a form of gambling and is illegal for minors to participate. I do agree with Canada not allowing minors under 18 to participate in the lottery because it is a form of gambling and that is illegal until you're 18. So I see where they're coming from. It makes a lot of sense. All right, so what's your name?
My name is Xavier Montana.
My question for you today is, what would you do if you won the lottery?
If I won the lottery, I think I'd move out my whole family and move in to the hills in LA and take care of my family, you know?
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm here with
Adrian.
And my question for you is, what would you do if you win the lottery?
If I won the lottery, I would invest it in stocks and I'd buy property.
That's it?
Yeah.